was no collusion.
It was a probe that consumed a presidency.
Collusion. There was no collusion. It's a collusion hoax. It's a collusion witch hoax. I don't collude with Russia.
Now completed, the investigation led to 37 indictments and 5 guilty pleas by former Trump associates. The final report was given to Attorney General William Barr, who has authority over how much is shared with Congress and the American people. Democrats are speaking out.
It's imperative for Mr. Barr to make the full report public and provide its underlying documentation and findings to Congress.
Do not think you can bury this report. It is essential that the report be made completely public.
In wrapping up the probe, Special Counsel Robert Mueller issued no new indictments, and none of the existing ones alleged criminal conspiracies to subvert the 2016 presidential election by anyone close to President Trump.
To date, not one bit of evidence to show any type of coordination, collusion, conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia to influence the election.
In a statement, Republican Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham urged as much transparency as possible, consistent with the law, in handling the Mueller report. Other Republicans say Democrats will never be satisfied.
They don't think this Mueller report's going to be the bombshell they all anticipated it was going to be. So now they're launching all kinds of other charges, all kinds of other investigations. This is how the Democrats are going to operate.
Democrats argue it is too soon to proclaim Trump's vindication.
Let's see what the report has to say. If they're so confident that the report is going to exonerate them, they should fight to make that report and the underlying evidence public and available to Congress.
Schiff added that while the Justice Department cannot indict a sitting president, Congress is obligated to hold Trump accountable. Meanwhile, a perplexed nation continues to wait.
We have to see, I guess, what's in the report, but those are the two realistic possibilities to me, that there's a lot and it's just Mueller can't do anything about it, or there's very little and, you know, this will be wrapped up basically.
This is the end of the beginning. It's a day we've all been waiting for, but in a way it's an incredibly anticlimactic day because it's entirely possible we really won't get information for months and months.
Russia has denied any attempt to interfere in American elections, an assertion U.S. lawmakers of both parties derisively reject. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.